The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Football Friday. We're the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. On my phone, trying to put up the touchdown parlay. I was telling Cakes, every week we'll get tweets. People on Instagram will hit us up. People on Facebook. Where's the touchdown parlay? So you got to put it up on every social media platform as much as possible.
They can't wait to shred
because
their money.
I often say, they go, well, you guys didn't do it. I'm like, well, we did do it. Last week we did it at 9:45. And I posted it on X, on Twitter. But people weren't satisfied. So you got to post it several times and making sure that it's up now. It's done. It's in the books. And then when Cake sends me a picture on Sunday when he makes it official with the boost, I'll put it up again.
Hey, P1s, keep it in your pants about the parlay.
They can't.
Okay, can you please keep it in your pants?
What is the potential payout in the realm? What is the realm again? 5 G's or something?
1,500.
1,500.
Yeah, 1,500 bucks.
I thought it was more than that.
No. Okay.
That's pre-boost.
Right, right.
Be about 2K. Close to 2K.
All right, it is a Football Friday, and there's a massive game on Sunday for the Commanders trying to get back on the winning track. They're 7-4, take on the Dallas Cowboys, who've lost 5 in a row. Let's check in with our pal Scott Abraham from ABC7, sports director and anchor. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, boys. Happy Friday. It is snowing here in Frederick County, Maryland.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. You tweeted it like 13 minutes ago. You know what? I'm ready for snow in Cleveland. We saw that last night during the Browns Steelers game. I'm not ready for snow before Thanksgiving here in the DC Metro. This is weird.
I don't want Cleveland type snow like they had last night, but I'm okay with like a little drizzle like we had this morning.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You know who loves snow when he's about to tee off in late November? Eric Bickle. He loves snow golf.
I love it.
He's a big fan.
Has he got a tee time today, EB?
I had one yesterday. The way I played yesterday, I may never have another one again.
Maybe over.
Scott,
hey,
I forget.
EB, I asked your question, by the way, to Jaden. I need some props.
All right, remind me. Oh, yes, you did. Are you the one that asked about what are you doing with that wrap?
Correct.
Yes.
That was all for you, EB.
Thank you. I remember. But he said it was to be warm, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm buying that. Because why not just put a jacket on?
You know what makes you warm? A coat.
Yeah.
A parka.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah, but he did answer and he did ask. Thank you, brother.
I got you, man. No, it was, it's a question certainly, you know, everybody is curious about, because if he's not injured or the ribs aren't bothering him, why is he consistently, you know, getting wrapped in between drives? But his answer was to stay warm, getting cold outside. So you take him at his word.
Maybe. Who knows? The one thing I did find interesting, and I know you participate in most, if not all, of these pressers, is both Kingsbury and Quinn kind of alluded to.
They did.
They definitely kind of, it seems they kind of altered their practice sort of regimen, certainly with the little, you know, the 3 days. You had to do that, right, when you have a Thursday game. But it seemed like they were managing Jaden's injury even in practice. So they may have said he practiced and he practiced fully, but it certainly seemed like he wasn't necessarily getting before practice reps, post practice reps, right? Maybe they weren't doing as many things where he's, you know, ripping throws or whatever. And now finally this week he's been able to get to that. That's what I read between the lines from what the guys were saying.
Yeah, I don't want to paint the picture of like they're making excuses, but they certainly made it known, guys, that hey, you know, he wasn't getting the reps over the last week and a half, and now he's going to kind of get back onto the normal routine schedule, you know, mentioning how important reps are. Mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury kind of hinted at the fact that, you know, they have a lot of respect for Jaden in terms of how tough he is and what he's gone through over the last couple of weeks. And mm-hmm. He was kind of hinting at it that, you know, Jaden maybe has not been 100%. So we'll see what type of Jaden Daniels we get on Sunday against the Cowboys defense that certainly can be had, especially in the ground game with Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler, and we'll see how it goes.
Scott, how fresh do the players and coaches seem after this mini bye because they played on Thursday? And it's definitely an advantage, too, because the Cowboys played on Monday night. They're coming in on a short week.
I mean, in terms of rest advantage, guys, this is such a huge opportunity for Washington just to really take advantage of this situation, because you mentioned they played on Thursday. They've had a couple of extra days, the mini bye per se. And then you have the Cowboys that played on Monday night. They played at home against the Houston Texans and lost. So in terms of being re-energized and kind of refocused, hitting that mental reset button, there's been a lot of positivity coming from the Commanders locker room this week that they needed that extra couple of days to get away from football, to kind of be with their friends and family and just lounge on the couch and just recharge. Remember, they've been going hard for 11 straight weeks, physically, mentally. That's not easy. And to get an extra couple of days away from the facility to kind of just be away from football, it should be beneficial. And they all said that it will be.
It seems like, I mean, what am I missing? They should be pretty much all healthy on the offensive side of the ball, right? The offensive line is back. I feel like all the receivers are healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brian Robinson Jr., I mean, you still got to monitor that hamstring, and I asked him directly on Wednesday how much has it improved, especially getting those extra couple of days off, and he was very encouraged about the way it's been reacting and how he's been moving. Certainly those hamstring injuries are very tricky, but if this is a get-right game for the Washington ground game to get that going again, this is it, because this Dallas defense is a sieve in terms of run defense. So I really think this is going to be a point of emphasis for Washington to get the running game going. And conversely, on the other side of the football, the Washington defense just has to play better against the run. And Joe Witt Jr. discussed that yesterday during his press conference. And I think that's going to be a point of emphasis for Dallas to get their running game going, to get some pressure off of Cooper Rush.
Scott, I thought that Marshawn Lattimore's hamstring would heal magically as soon as he was traded from the Saints Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's still just working out on the side. Like, I don't have any optimism for him playing on Sunday. Like, do you think he's even going to make an appearance before the bye week after the Tennessee game? Like, what's the prognosis on him?
I mean, guys, at this point, I'm in the court of he's not going to be seeing the field until after the bye. You know, I've been surprised, certainly, and I know, you know, he did a little light work, a little ramp-up work to the side yesterday, but all signs are pointing to me he's going to miss against Dallas. And then Tennessee, do you really need him against Tennessee? Probably not. So I would say they're probably going to hold him until that first game out of the bye. Again, you know, I know there's a lot of frustration with the fan base of, why did Washington trade for a guy that's injured? Why did Washington, you know, do that, make that move? You have to trust. I'm just going to steal a phrase. You have to trust the process. You have to trust Adam Peters and the scouting department. And can they win both games without Marshawn Lattimore? Absolutely. There's no reason why they can't win both of these games without Marshawn. And what a benefit that would be to get Marshawn back. hopefully healthy coming out of the bye week. But as of right now, I would be surprised, guys, if he sees the field on Sunday and against the Titans next week.
Scott, I'm well aware that you cover the Commanders and not the Cowboys, but CeeDee Lamb missed yesterday's practice. Are you hearing any sort of skinny or scuttle that he won't go over the weekend, or is that just a precautionary thing to hold him out yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that pop up on the injury report. I think he's going to be a go. I did not see any kind of major injury or a major thing coming out of that Houston game, so maybe that's just a part of the process of giving him an extra day because they're playing on that short week. I did see they're going to get Deron Bland back, the cornerback who was fantastic last year. He's going to make his season debut, so that's obviously a big thing for the Cowboys. But they're also banged up too. I mean, Jake Ferguson, their starting tight end, concussed against Houston. He's probably not going to play. They got a couple offensive linemen, including Zach Martin, that's dealing with some injuries. So there's no reason why Washington can't cover the spread. I think it's 10.5, 11 points against Dallas with the rest advantage. But these are NFC East games. Throw the records out the window. Anything can happen, but you have to trust the track record of this team in particular with Washington, because every time they play a bad team or a team that's not so good, they've demolished them. So that's just something you kind of have to bank on in terms of the track record of this team and how they've done this season against teams like the Cowboys.
A lot of guys up against their old teams, whether it's the head coach, Dan Quinn, who was defensive coordinator in Dallas, Joe Witt, the players like Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler Jr. What are they all saying about facing Dallas?
Yeah, they're trying to not make it bigger than it is. And, you know, they're all saying the right things, being politically correct. And Dorrance Armstrong was probably the most open about it of, you know, they're saying how Dallas is a mess right now, and he's surprised that that's been the situation, but he'd love nothing more than to beat them and get a win. And Biadasz was in the court of, you know, you can't look at their record. Every team is dangerous in the NFL. You have to be high alert against games like this, those so-called trap games, because just when you think, yeah, it's going to be easy win, it's going to be a dogfight, it's going to be a battle. So, you know, these guys know this is not going to be an easy game. It's not good. The Cowboys, they have a lot of pride. They got that star on that helmet. I'm sure there's going to be some Cowboys fans in that stadium. So I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park, but I'm fairly confident Washington is going to handle their business and move to 8-4.
Did you mention, by the way, I'm sorry, I don't remember. Did you mention the health of the kicker, of Seibert? What are we doing?
Yeah, Seibert. Yeah, that's obviously something to monitor. Dan Quinn said on Wednesday that he's doing some ramp-up work with kickoffs and kind of just testing it on Wednesday and Thursday. We're definitely probably going to know more today during Quinn's presser and kind of get a feel of what the injury situation is going to look like. But, yeah, I think that's going to be a touch-and-go situation, maybe game-time decision, make a decision today whether bring up Zane Gonzalez again or bring up Austin Seibert. But for the most part, Zane Gonzalez has checked all the boxes, guys. That was a concern, but there's been no reason why not to believe in Zane, because he's been terrific so far as the backup kicker.
All right, Scott, good stuff as always. That's Scott Abraham from ABC7. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you
all
too,
right,
man.
You too, pal. It's a big one.
It gets you a little nervous.
Let's get fired up.
It gets you a little nervous based on what happened last night. But as Scott said, they should be able to handle this game pretty easily. But we want to hear from you. We're going to come back, make our official predictions. 800-636-1067. You can call us from the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Did the Commanders right the ship? They were 7-2, lost their last two to drop the 7-4. EB already had them at 8-4 when you were talking about hasn't happened since 96.
Well, no, I'm saying if it okay. happens. If it happens.
Sound like you're presuming the win.
When it happens.
By the way, Vin was listening and he texted Joe P and said the Bit Season boys have Lowby to score a touchdown. They've extended an invite to Joe P's this weekend if you want to watch the game.
Yeah, you guys can be in.
You can watch right there on the
big screen.
Since you guys discovered Kevin Lobby, make a road trip up to New York.
Hey, does he have any of that olive oil that came off the back of the truck?
You get that olive oil you want. We got Joe P's right on the water.
We got Marlboro Reds from Mike Marr. Some of them fell off.
Joe P makes some Sunday sauce.
Yeah. Sounds pretty fun.
Can I have off Monday?
I'm telling you.
Might have some computer monitors in the back room. Who knows?
Never Foxy know what falls off the truck.
Yeah, the Foxy Gator.
You've been invited to the Gator. Just so you know.
Real fans know.
Yeah. I wonder if Dylan, who do they play this week?
They play Broncos. The Broncos.
So I wonder, well, Dylan's dad will probably he'll be there. He'll be wherever the game is.
I'm sure he's in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, so coming up next, we'll give you our take on this Commanders Cowboys matchup and want to hear from you. What do you think happens on Sunday? Do they win big? Do they win with style points? Or does the same fate happen to them that happened to the Steelers last night? Did they get upset by a division rival? 800-636-106.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6-7. Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Still have tickets to go see Stavros Halkias on deck. So stay tuned for your chance to go see the comedian. But we wanted to dive into the Cowboys
play the music
game
kicks.
Against Washington on Sunday at Northwest Stadium. Dallas has lost 5 games in a row. Most recently saw them get smashed by the Houston Texans. Joe Mixon, running back now with Houston, found the end zone 3 times.
Here's what's happened in the last 4 Dallas matchups, rushing-wise, against their rushing defense. You mentioned Mixon, 20 carries, 109, 3 end zone trips. Saquon and Hurts, they combined for 122 yards rushing in the Eagles game. Bijan Robinson had 19 carries for 86 yards. Decent. The 49ers game, and I think this is kind of going to be the blueprint that the Commanders use. They combined for 223 rushing yards at 6.2 yards per carry to just throttle that defense. I think I don't know if they're going to rush for 200 yards, but I think you're going to see a concerted effort by the rushing attack to get B-Rob a healthy workload, 17 to 20 carries. Eckler will chip in with a few carries. And I think they want Jaden, if he's 100% healthy, like they're touting that he is, I think they want to see him have a significant number of carries. Now, I don't mean like the number of carries he had against Tampa in the opener, like what he was doing in the first few games, but I think they probably want, if behind closed doors, they're probably discussing, let's get Jaden 7 or 8 rushing attempts.
All right, well, hold
on. And see what happens.
How many of those do you want 7 or 8 designed rushes?
It doesn't matter if they're designed or
scrambles.
No,
that's a big difference. That's a big difference.
I don't care how they get to the end number. I just think that they want him more involved in the rushing attack because then that opens up every other avenue for the offense.
So are they telling him, hey, if you don't see anything, just go? Like telling him that?
I think that's should be part of the game plan because it's just a very gettable rushing defense. Like, why wouldn't you want to take advantage of it? It's the easier way to move the ball on this Cowboys defense.
Yeah. I just don't want to expose them too much on design runs. I'm okay with 2 or 3 design runs, and then whatever else naturally evolves.
Mm-hmm. And look, maybe they just get enough with B-Rob and Eckler. Like, they're just gouging them on the ground for 5.5-6 yards per carry, and they don't even need to lean on Jaden that much rushing.
I'm banking on, you know, obviously, I think the running game sort of it lights this whole offense up, right? It's the igniter.
Yeah.
But I'm expecting Jaden to get back to fairly close to peak performance this week. You got the offensive line intact. I really like what Cliff said about back to the basics, about like footwork, about, you know, the drops, about, you know, the timing. Get back to the basics on it. I think that maybe it was very obvious to me that for, I think it was because of the defense and everything, but they're saying it's because of lack of reps, that he just didn't look like as tight as he did in the first 7 or 8 weeks of the season, where like the footwork was great, everything was on point, the timing was awesome usually. So I'm expecting Jaden to have a much bigger day this week. I'll be disappointed if he doesn't.
I keep harping on Cooper Rush against the Eagles. The Commanders struggled offensively against the Eagles, had a bunch of punts, three and outs. Jaden had his worst game. But Cooper Rush threw it for just 45 yards. I can't get past that. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it that he's got this winning record. But some of that goes back, you know, 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, 2021. Career, he's got 10 touchdowns, 7 picks. He did, you know, throw the ball 55 times in the last game. They can't run the football. Like, they're going to try to run the football. They supposedly had an emphasis on running the football against the Houston Texans. They said Dowdle's going to be the guy. Like, they'd kind of gone back and forth between Dowdle, Zeke, whatever they have in the backfield, right? Yeah. So they're like, Dowdle's going to be the guy. We're going to run the football against the Houston Texans. Couldn't do it.
Nope.
Couldn't do it. So Cooper Rush was back there throwing the ball 55 times. They didn't score a bunch. They put up some yards. So I don't think they're going to have success running the football against Washington. Even though Washington, like, if you're game planning against Washington, I think it's the same way you game plan against Dallas, right? You look at the film and say, all right, we need to run the football against them. They don't have success stopping the run. But I think Washington will have success. They're going to try and make Cooper Rush beat them, and I just don't think he's capable.
In two games with Cooper Rush at the helm, this team has scored a total of 16 points. You can't allow that team to come into your stadium when you're making a playoff push and allow them to beat you.
Now, last night's game scares me.
You just have to outclass them and dominate them.
I'd like to hear from people. Do you need style points in the win? 800-636-1067. Because last night changed my opinion. I thought, kind of for the psyche of this team, they need to get that offense back on track. Mm-hmm. So you feel that confidence in Jaden and the offense in general that wasn't punting the ball much, that was scoring a bunch, that was moving the ball at a historic pace. You want to see that again. But last night, you see a Steelers team that has this fearsome defense facing a 2-8 Cleveland team led by a bozo and Jameis Winston, who's become one of the most likable guys in the NFL, by the way.
Yeah, I don't like you calling him bozo.
But on the field sometimes, field he's a bozo because you see him make just terrible decisions
sometimes
at times,
he
right?
does, but
he can sling it.
I'd rather have Jameis Winston leading my offense than I would Cooper Rush 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Yes, but on paper still, it was the Pittsburgh defense against Cleveland offense and an 8-2 team against a 2-8 team. And what happened? Cleveland ends up coming back to win the game on a touchdown drive by Jameis Winston.
I see what you're doing, but I have little to no, and I would stress no, regard for Cooper Rush. I think he sucks. He was propped up by a really good defense 2 years ago in 2022 when he was leading that offense. His numbers, go look at his numbers during those games. His numbers were very pedestrian. He doesn't have the luxury of having a top 5 or 7 defense behind him. He's got a leaky defense, and hopefully the Commanders' pass rush gets after him, forces him into making some mistakes, maybe a pick six, maybe the defense scores.
When Cake says pedestrian, so in 2022, when he had the starts, he played in 9 games. He averaged per game. I almost have to double check it. 116 yards passing per game.
I mean, if you're scared of Cooper Rush, then you're scared of everything. And trust me, I'm scared of a lot of things. Not scared of Cooper Rush. Not scared of him. Even one scintilla. Not scared.
Oh, Cake's putting the big jinx on him.
I mean, if you're scared of Cooper Rush, then you're the most frightened person on the planet. Because there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of when it comes to Cooper Rush.
This is a legacy game for the Cake's curse.
It's a legacy game. This Jaden, I need you to be on my side. Come over to Team Cakes and please just throttle the Cowboys and send them packing out of Northwest Stadium at about 3:45 on Sunday afternoon. Please help me out here, Jaden. I've been a big backer of yours. Now I need your help.
Yeah, I'm looking at that 5-game winning streak that he had in 2022.
Cooper
when
Rush
start.
Cooper Rush sucks.
I mean, let's Cakes put is that right.
I'm so totally right.
He wins one game. He was 10 for 16 for 102 yards. Wins the next game, 15 for 27 for 223 yards. Did have 2 touchdowns. I mean, he had a couple 200-yard games in there. Definitely not a 300-yard game.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls. Let's hear what people have to say. This is a big one, Cakes. Come on. Despite Cakes' best, attempt at jinxing this, I do think we're going to pull this off.
Look, if Cooper Rush all of a sudden comes in here and transforms himself into prime Tom Brady and throws three touchdowns to CeeDee Lamb and beats the Commanders, then I'll have egg on my face. I just think there's less than a 1% chance of that happening.
If we lose to Dallas, and anything's possible, NFC East opponent, in fact, they have lifetime, they're better against us at home here. If they do, in fact, pull this off, we're a fraud. We're a fraud.
If the Cowboys win.
Yes.
I tend to agree.
It'll feel like the Zorn year all over again. 6-2, 2-6.
Yeah, it'll seem like a mirage.
Because then you'll throw in, look, they won the game. But if they were to lose this game and fall to 7-5,
yeah,
then you'll just think how fortunate they were in that Hail Mary game.
Let me just say this. If the Cowboys win, yeah. And I don't think it's going to happen. I may call out Cooper on Monday. I'm just calling my shot.
By the way, with this whole jinx thing,
yeah,
I mean, you were equally confident that they were going to beat the Giants, which they did.
Yes, correct.
So there was no jinx that time.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show as always.
Man. Thanks.
Appreciate it very much what y'all do. Love it.
Thanks, buddy.
So, style points, no. I just want them to win. But I also want to see what they do against good teams moving forward. I'm not really too excited about the game. I'm probably one of the only ones. But because I really think they're going to beat them. You know, Quinn used to coach the defense as same with Witt. So it's kind of a no-brainer if they're going to win, in my opinion. But I want to see what they do in the future. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Hey, what do you make of – I don't know if you saw this went viral. People blew up Mike McCarthy's play sheet. Did you see that? Did you see those pictures? No. I mean, you could see every play.
Buffalo sauce all over it?
No. Did anybody else see those the pictures of Mike McCarthy's play sheet?
Yeah, I saw it.
I mean, I don't know that you see that from other guys. Like, Quinn already knows the offense that McCarthy runs.
Yeah.
But then literally it had everything like third and short inside the 20. It had all these different scenarios and his play sheet. All you had to do is blow it up. They basically could write every play down.
And that's another guy.
I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Thank you, Mike. That's another guy I need on my side. Coach DQ, Team Bald.
Yeah.
Let's bring this one home for me, okay? Don't make me look like a jerk when I'm basically guaranteeing you guys to win. I'm stopping just short of a guarantee.
That McCarthy clip is underutilized.
It's a great clip. I should have it on my...
I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Does he not know the word supposed?
He does, but he's a yinzer, and he was in Green Bay forever.
Is that what they say in Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
I mean, what am I supposed to say?
All of the Pittsburgh yinzer dialect. We could ask Savannah if she's here. I don't think she's here today.
Is she from Pittsburgh?
Believe her roots are from Pittsburgh. Yes.
Do you know anyone that says, what am I supposed to say? Like, is there literally anyone
that's
you've ever interacted?
That's their leader, Mike McCarthy.
What am I supposed to say?
Guy's got a Super Bowl ring.
Well, he had Aaron Rodgers in his prime. He should have had three Super Bowl rings.
Let's go to D in Herndon. Hey, D, you're on with the Junks.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hello. Great. How are you?
Hell to the Redskins. That's all I got to say.
Sure.
No, I'm looking forward. I haven't been to a game in many years, and this will be my first Redskin-Dallas game, so I'm looking forward to it. I hope they win, but you never can underestimate the Cowboys. You just never know.
So you're actually going?
Yeah, I'm going to the game. I haven't been to the game in many years, so I'm very looking forward to it. So
how did you get tickets?
I got them on TickPick.
All right. How much did you pay?
190 something. We're going to be in section 132. Is it? I think down there in the Redskin end zone. That's
that sounds
at.
Pretty good. So 190 so per ticket.
194, I think it was. So it was 380 total for two tickets, and then we got the parking, which the parking is ridiculous.
That's got to be like $60.
It was like $115. So
who's going with you? Your husband?
No, my late husband's one of his best friends. So.
Oh,
she's a widow.
Husband's best friend.
He's rolling in his grave with all the changes with the Commanders. You know, it always should be the Redskins, and they should bring. I know they're not going to bring back the name, but like you were talking yesterday about someone said maybe the Warriors and still have the Redskins.
The logo.
Logo.
I see your wheels turning about the best friend.
I want to dig deeper on the best friend, but I don't want to bum her out or anything, you know.
Where's Tailgate Ted Hangout? That's what I wanted to ask.
Ooh, that's a good question. Do you know the name of the
parking lot?
Like, or the number?
You can look him up on social media.
It's just near. Isn't it near the stadium? Like, it's pretty close.
I don't know.
Oh, it's in the stadium parking lot.
That's what I mean. But it's like pretty close to the stadium, right? It's not like he's far out.
Well, he has a big truck or something, right? He always has his big grill out there.
Yeah, look for the dirtiest van
with flames on it.
Yeah, like with flames on it.
The dirtiest van with flames on it.
Yeah,
okay,
you'll find it. Yeah, you'll find it. All right, good luck. Enjoy, D.
Doesn't Tailgate Ted?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Doesn't he generally have a list? Like,
he's got an RSVP list.
Yeah, I don't think you can just go and show up.
If she mentions the Junks, she'll get in.
She gets in. She's in front of the line pass.
He's.
I think he requires a donation, right?
The location says G20 FedEx Field.
G20.
I don't know if that's the parking lot number.
If you mention the Junks, he's going to take care of
you. We do love the goof on his van.
Hey, don't say it. You might have hundreds of people going up there saying the Junkies told me to come.
Well, they could donate, right? He's trying to raise money.
Yeah, I know, but he's got to know how much food
he's got. A limited amount of food.
Right.
Somebody's going to run out.
It's a bad look.
His
bad
grill's
look
only
if your
so
name...
big, EB.
I'm sure he's hearing this.
Yeah. What'd you say, Valdez?
I said it's a bad look if your name's Tailgate Ted and you run out of food.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Hey, I heard of a scary rumor. He's going to have Mike Marr manning the grill this weekend.
Yeah, Marr's going to be seasoning everything.
Over-seasoned steaks? This might be your weekend out at Northwest Stadium.
If you want the worst, grossest tasting steak ever, go to Marr's.
No, apparently I would be there because I lost to his terrible steak.
Yours was lower ranked.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you, the judges were out of their minds.
Roger screwed
it up. Judges lost their minds.
Dude, but I think yours was...
Mine wasn't good, but it was better than Mike Marr's.
Yours wasn't even cooked, right? Like, you could even manage
the heat. I was trying my best to broadcast and cook at the same time.
What do you think I was doing?
I was Red Panda. I was spinning all the plates.
Okay. I actually had yours second. Yours wasn't that far off from me.
It's fine. I can take it out.
Mine was significantly further from his.
You know what?
Because some people bashed his.
It's fine. I can take an L. I've been taking a lot of L's lately. I can take another L. It's okay.
Hey, right now we're going to hook up caller number 10, 800-636-1067. We said we'd hook you up with tickets to go see Stavros Halkias. The Dreamboat Tour hits Warner Theater Sunday, May 11th, 2025, even though it says 24 here. Tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. That's courtesy of Live Nation. All you have to do is be caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. 1067. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 1067 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV talking about the Commanders matchup against the Cowboys. Is there anybody amongst us that's picking the Cowboys? Behind the glass? Anybody picking
not.
The Cowboys to win
Go
this
ahead,
week and
it,
pull off an
Trav,
upset?
Do it. I know you want to do it. You pick the Cowboys.
Now, even he can't pick the Cowboys with a straight face.
Why do you guys want me to pick the Commanders?
I
miss every game I pick.
I honestly don't care who you pick because I know who I'm picking.
I just want you to pick what you think.
Well, you'd be an idiot to think the Cowboys are going to win. Now, can the Cowboys win? Of course. But nobody actually thinks they're going to. That's why they're 10-point favorites. But nothing on this earth is stronger than the Cakes jinx right now. And this guy is so arrogant that he's making me want to pick the Cowboys.
Then pick them. Please do. Pick on
the guy is on the wrong side of history.
Pick on the wrong side. Go right ahead.
He's on the wrong side of everything. You're right about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, he's spitting in the face of all the good graces out there. Everything good the Commanders have done this year. Cakes is trying to ruin.
I'm actually just picking. I'm picking a massive favorite.
Did you pick him against the Eagles? I know you picked him against the Steelers.
I believe I did pick the Command. Not sure. Go back and check your grid. I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Cake picks the Commanders in that.
Yeah. I know that I'm picking the team that wears uniforms that look like they're burgundy and gold. And I think they're going to dominate the Cowboys throughout the game. I think they're going to run the ball down their throat throughout the game. And they're going to walk out with a, let's say, 28-17 victory. Just barely covering. I'd like them to get to 30, but I'm not going to get too crazy because... If you run the ball a ton, you don't have to score 30 or 35 points. 28-17, Commanders with a dub. Just convincing enough.
My turn? I'm going to take us, but I just feel like it's going to be a little closer than we think, and I'm still I need to see that offense produce again. I just feel like it's been a few weeks. I'll go 27-20. You know, kind of ahead the whole time. Maybe they score late. But just not as dominating as I would hope. But you know, good solid win, but not as dominating as I would hope.
I think it's going to be more convincing. I'll take the Commanders 31-13.
Ooh, I love that.
I mean, look what happened in the Texans game. Look what happened in the Eagles game. These are Cooper Rush's two starts. I'll double the points for the Cowboys. That gets them to roughly 13 points. That's what I came up with. And I think Washington pounds them running the football. If not, then we're going to have a different discussion.
Yeah.
Anybody else have to go in?
Any other picks?
They can come on record if they want.
I mean, do you want to go on record? Mar? I know Mar's going to pick us big. He's going to pick us big.
Yeah, you know. Dan Quinn, revenge game. We're going to go out there and we're going to punch him in the mouth. It's not even going to be close. Belt to ass. The Commanders are going to stomp them from the beginning to the very end, 43-17. Cool. Not even close. Terry McLaurin in the end zone. Hell, Christian McCaffrey might get in there this weekend.
Christian?
Yeah, Christian. Wow.
Is in that. Adam Pearce. You mean
excuse me.
Adam Pearce is cooking.
You were excited. Yeah, yeah. We understand.
You got a little over your skis. Yeah.
Belt ass.
Yeah.
It's the belt ass.
I mean, if they score 43, that means it's a banner day for Jaden Daniels.
I don't want to jump the gun, but it's gonna be brutal. They're gonna pull Jaden by the fourth quarter.
Oh, because of they're so off.
Yeah,
happened this year.
Yeah, they're gonna pull Jaden.
Let's not forget, that's happened.
They're gonna pull Jaden in the fourth. They're gonna be up, and actually, the crowd will become disgruntled at the end of the game when dumb Mike McCarthy.
I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Kicks a field goal with 30 seconds left to. Not get shut out by Dan Quinn. 27-3.
Ooh, really?
I love it.
All right. You don't think more than 27, though?
No, because they're going to keep it on the ground a lot. James, okay. James probably going to have maybe 22 attempts. This is going to be a ground and pound game. So it's going to be hard to score TDs when you're just milking the clock with B-Rob and Eckler the entire game.
Right.
These are going to be long, sustained drives.
Longevity drives.
They're going to win the field position game. And like I said, disgruntled crowd who wants the shutout.
Nobody thought Pittsburgh would lose last night. So, Trav, are you going to go on record picking the Cowboys?
First off, it was only a 3-point spread last night. Okay. Let's stop acting like there was some massive upset.
Why was that?
Just because it was that Cleveland?
Road game.
The Browns play hard.
Short week, too.
With Jameis. Short week, division game. No, I can't go against the Commanders.
Thank you.
The Sun Devil will lead them to victory.
Oh, now he's a Sun Devil?
Zane Gonzalez, 3 field goals, 9-6 Commanders. It's my guy.
And that's still a dub. Dud. We will question it a lot if that's the final outcome. Yeah, but
I actually don't even know if Zane's kicking the Sunday or not.
I'm not sure.
I think he probably
is. My guy, though. I do like him.
You do Cakes, like him?
Our favorite troll, Juan, yes. Reminds us.
Yes.
Juan D. Rockville. Donk Cakes picks Skins against Eagles, saying time and time again, and with arrogance,
yes,
the Eagles had only beaten Nubbers.
You know what? They had beaten some dummy teams, Lydia, but they are hot. I do have to acknowledge.
We all agree if we lose, it's bad news.
Catastrophe.
I mean, not going to be a miserable Monday.
It's not a catastrophe for the playoff picture, though. They're still in the mix.
It's not like playing Titanic-level catastrophe, but...
Pretty close.
No,
waters are icy.
Titanic is the Titans.
No, I'd say it's a season reset. All of a sudden, like all of that joy that everyone had in the beginning of the season, it kind of lost its luster, and you kind of need to... refocus.
Yeah, people will be wanting to look for a new quarterback.
I don't think that's the case. But you will look at the streak of games and you'll go, oh, well, now we've lost 3 in a row and 4 of the last 7, and one of those wins was on a Hail Mary. Right. You'll be troubled.
Jaden, we need a big one. We just need a big one. That's all. That's all we're asking for.
I don't think you're going to get it from... I'm with EB. I don't think you're going to get it necessarily from Jaden. I think he'll be good.
That's fine.
Against the Cowboys, but they're going
to
run the football.
I just need a score. just like we get the ball, nice long drive, score.
What's your punt meter? Early, what's your acceptable punt meter? Usually you want the defense to force three punts or more. How
with
many
Dallas,
punts?
We should,
no, no, no. You, how many Commanders punts will we accept?
Oh, if we have more than three punts, that's bad
news. I was going to say more than two.
If we have more
two
than three,
is the maximum.
If we
you only
want to
see
punts,
Trask twice.
I want to see him zero times, actually. Yeah, but two is the most. Three,
besides holding extra points.
Yeah, yeah, hold those.
But there's a new. If there's
not for field goals, for extra points.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here.
We need a big one here.
For Cake CB, I'm JP. Have a great weekend. Be Mitch and Finley. They're coming up next here on The Fan.